This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron. Earlier this year, the Trump administration finalized its rollback of Obama-era fuel efficiency standards.
As you know, I'm here to announce that those standards that were set, that we are obligated to evaluate, I am determining that those standards are inappropriate and should be revised.
But in between the time that the administration said that it would do that and when they actually finalized the rule, California struck a deal with four major automakers to maintain stricter emission standards for cars made in the state.
The deal was announced last July with four automakers, Ford, Volkswagen, BMW, and Honda. And they agreed to continue on this sort of glide path to increase the fuel efficiency and to decrease auto emissions through the next 5 years.
The goal of the deal? Increase fuel efficiency to nearly 51 miles a gallon by model year 2026. 13 other states are following suit. By contrast, the Trump administration wants to drive in the opposite direction and roll back Obama-era standards to 37 miles a gallon.
The Justice Department later announced it would open an antitrust investigation into that deal.
So the Justice Department said that what concerned them was the wording of the California announcement made it sound as though the automakers had reached an agreement among themselves, not bilateral agreements with the state of California. So it's illegal for companies to get together and agree on things that might affect price. That could be price itself, or it could be other things that might have an impact on price, like the amount of cars that they produce in a year. But a lot of people thought that was sort of pretextual, because the basis for the investigation was, in fact, a press release from California.
And now House lawmakers will hear from a senior DOJ prosecutor about what really prompted the department to look into this deal as it tries to learn more about the department under the Trump administration. So today on Energy, Politico's Alex Guillen and Leah Nyland on what Congress is going to hear from this official. It's Wednesday, June 24th, and I'm Kelsey Tamburino. So, guys, today the House Judiciary Committee is supposed to hear from John Elias, who was chief of staff for the DOJ's antitrust division and who's worked at the department for more than a decade, about this investigation. But before he heads to the Hill, you guys looked at a copy of his written testimony. What did it say?
The testimony we're going to hear today from John Elias is really the first in-depth discussion of this that we've heard from anyone at DOJ, actually. The Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust has been somewhat tight-lipped about this. He has rejected the complaints that this is politically motivated, but he hasn't really gone into very much other detail about the investigation, how it came about, what they found, and why it was closed. So this is, for all intents and purposes, I think the first real good look we're getting at what really happened behind the scenes.
According to the testimony, he is expected to give all of the automakers met with the DOJ in October. Then in November, they gave sworn affidavits about what they had told them in October. And some of people inside the agency thought that the investigation would be closed by Thanksgiving. It didn't end up closing until February.
And the basic takeaway of what the automakers told them is that the four of them hadn't gotten together as a group and then gone to California or negotiated with California as a group. It was all done individually, automaker by automaker, with California. And so that undercut DOJ's argument that there had been this illegal, anti-competitive coordination between the companies.
And did this investigation, which was formally closed in February, have any greater consequences for the state or the automakers?
When they announced this antitrust probe, some other automakers had been in talks with California to strike similar deals. And that really chilled those proceedings, we understand. So it had the effect of scaring off at least a few automakers from also joining.
Yeah, because antitrust investigations tend to be really expensive, and sometimes they can take a really long time. So if you can sort of avoid getting involved in one, lots of companies might not agree to join this agreement if they thought it could help them avoid an antitrust probe.
And Leah, what does Elias have to say about why this investigation was opened in the first place?
So Elias is saying that he thinks that this investigation was improperly politically motivated, that the leadership of the antitrust division recommended it because of the Trump administration's problems with California and Donald Trump's tweets, not because they genuinely thought that this was an antitrust problem.
So it sounds like what Elias is saying is that the reason for this investigation was something bigger than how the deal came about. Is that right?
Yeah, there have been some questions about politically motivated prosecutions and politically motivated decisions at the Justice Department. Elias isn't the only one who's testifying. He's also testifying alongside a prosecutor in the Roger Stone case. Roger Stone was, of course, an associate of President Trump's, who was indicted and went to trial and convicted. And the prosecutors had recommended a tough sentence, and then they were overruled by the political leadership at DOJ, who recommended a softer sentence for Roger Stone. This is, of course, one of the more hot-button topics at the hearing, but there have been a number of cases in which there's been the suggestion that political leadership at DOJ, Bill Barr in particular, has weighed in sort of inappropriately in cases.
Leah Nyland is Politico's antitrust reporter. And Alex, one last question. Could the outcome of this investigation into DOJ by House Democrats affect the Trump administration's battle with California over auto emission standards at all?
We're sort of at this point in the process where I think a lot is going to depend on the outcome of the election and how everything plays out with auto emission standards, California, and the federal standards. There won't be any immediate legal implications to anything that might come from today's hearing, I don't think. But a lot is just going to come down to the election, because if Joe Biden's elected, this is certainly one of the big issues that he will tackle first.
Alex Guillen covers energy and the EPA for Politico. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Support for the Politico Energy podcast comes from Chevron, partnering with California Bioenergy to transform farm waste into renewable natural gas, and providing an alternative source of power for a cleaner way forward. For more information, visit Chevron.com.